This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to take you down several different roads, some farm news that affects family farmers, a conversation with a person of interest doing something that I feel enhances your ability to do better on your farm, at least ideas anyway. Noni Dutton will join us in a bit, and then I'll have some commentary about some things that are going on in the world of agriculture, small agriculture. One of the things that has disturbed me this week, it seems, as I sort of parenthetically say, that we all know how distressing or distracting it is to live in America today where everything is politicized. I find it it's sobering. Whenever stuff like that comes up on my screen, I want to close it out because it is so pejorative. The anger that comes from people on either political side, it's just over the top. So it isn't that I report on this or have in my mind, oh, gee, this is great because it makes Trump look bad. Trump can do what he wants. He doesn't need me to apologize for him. Doesn't need anybody to apologize. He does a pretty good job of working the crowds himself. It seems at this point in time, though, there's an ambivalence when it comes to the trade talks with China and other countries as to how it affects our commodities markets, the corn, the wheat, the beans, the things that are raised by farmers of all shapes and sizes. Family farms do this, and large farms, big corporate entities are doing it, and it just is, the prices are falling apart, and the administration really is tone deaf to all of this. And I wonder what will happen not only to Trump, but to Republicans as they seek the vote from farmers and farm groups. Some people are staying with Trump, but less and less that's the case, mostly because of stuff like agriculture. Sonny Perdue pulled the other day. He is from Georgia, and he cracked a joke that American farmers, I'm going to quote this as closely as I can, American farmers whine about Trump's trade war with China. And the way he told the story, a few people in the audience laughed, but mostly he got boos from the audience because the farm group, he was speaking at a farm show in Minnesota. He said, I had a farmer tell me in Pennsylvania, this is a joke, he said. What do you call two farmers in a basement? I said, I don't know. What do you call them? And Purdue said, farmers in a wine cellar. The boos came from members in the crowd who didn't find the joke funny. This is just a couple of days after China declared that it wouldn't buy any American agricultural products at all because of the 10% tariffs. Purdue has never been anybody who impressed me. He's an old boy, good old boy from the South. He comes from Georgia, was the director of agriculture in the state of Georgia. He does nothing for me. I don't think he's doing anything really for the American family farmer either. Back to the specific incident, Purdue making this joke at the end of a back and forth with a fellow named Mike Peterson, a farmer from Northfield, Minnesota. Peterson said that in the acreage report from the Department of Agriculture, there was a lot of speculation as to where the information is coming from and whether the reports are accurate or are they just speculating. Then he made a joke about American Idol. How do they tabulate their votes? We do the same thing. You know, it's chilling to see the light-handedness or the light way that Perdue and others in the administration who don't seem, I get it with Trump. He's a New Yorker. What does he know about farms? He eats hamburgers all the time. He doesn't know from nothing about farming. So you'd think he'd have, if he really cared about farmers who actually got him elected, the states that put him over the top are ag states. And, you know, farmers had to support him over Hillary Clinton. And so he won because of the farm vote. He didn't get electoral college votes from a lot of the big states that normally, you know, you need to get in order to win. And now he's rewarded the farmers with all this China tariff stuff. A lot of farmers are filing bankruptcy this year. As a matter of fact, the rates never been this high. Never for a farmer. Now, the weather is part of it. It isn't all Trump, but the leadership or the attentiveness is just not there. It isn't. The farm producers are not, you know, what did you make Trump's slogan is, let's make America great again. Well, farmers are not getting great again. I can tell you that firsthand from my own experience as a farmer, and all the farmers around me are struggling. And government, whether it's local or national, in our state, Massachusetts, we were all set, many of the farmers, to grow hemp. So we could use some of the fields that we're not using for corn because the dairy guys are going out of business. And all of a sudden, the governor puts a kibosh on that. And it seems that he rolled over to all of the pharma people who don't want hemp used. So he can't do this. We went from number two in terms of how we are progressively in dealing with hemp. People want hemp. People want the CBD oil. They want to be able to use it for clothing. They want to be able to use it for fixing things. It's very, very, very productive. And yet, in Massachusetts now, that's all been stopped. And it's the same kind of thing here locally. The influences of these people from the drug companies is invasive. And they have affected what's gone on federally as well. The Soybean Association, the Corn Growers Association, all these people that are supposedly standing up for their membership, they can't do it because Trump is ambivalent, as I said before. He doesn't care. He doesn't get it. So with all the challenges that is being faced by farmers, Perdue tries to make light of something that's stupid. It is stupid. And all of this stuff is just very, and I would like to be up. I'd like to find a leader. Wouldn't you like to find a leader that you can get behind who would really be great as the Secretary of Agriculture? I know the fellow who runs the National Farmers Union, Roger Johnson, is a farmer from North Dakota. I think he'd make an excellent, fabulous Secretary of Agriculture. But he's not being asked. I don't know that he even put himself into contention or consideration. But I will tell you, the people who are in charge right now are doing nobody any favors, including themselves. And they seem not to get it. The USDA did not immediately respond to a request for a comment from Newsweek magazine regarding Perdue's joke. Here's a farmer from North Dakota who said to CNBC, it's really getting bad out here. Trump is ruining our markets. Nobody is buying our products, and we have no markets to fill. And that's, you know, again, if and one of the things I'm finding also, to make it local once again, people, one of my friends who is a truck farmer has noticed a huge drop-off in his business because of the predatory pricing and the way things are being presented at Whole Foods by Amazon. You know, Bezos wants to put everybody out of business and become the business leader himself. But what's really happening is that people are, because of the promotion, thinking they're getting local food when they go to Whole Foods, and they're not. So, but it's too late. You get there, okay, I'll buy this anyway because I'm here. And then local producers are being hurt. So food for thought, something to think about. Something else to think about is farmers have aches and pains from lots of work, long days, many hours outside. Maybe you got injured falling off a tractor, working on a tractor. Do whatever it is, we all know especially if you've milked cows, that your knees won't hold up too well. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. It's a game changer. You don't have to live with aches and pains anymore. Try this product for 14 days by going to achefree.live and ordering it online. Use the DJV code and you get 50% off the retail price. Try it for 14 days. Put it on your aching knees. Whatever it is that is hurting, put it on and see if you get relief. That's the bottom line. You are promised relief or your money back from Joint Formula 14. Get it at achefree.live. Please do it for yourself so you'll feel better and be able to work harder. Achefree.live for Joint Formula 14 relief.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Noni Dutton, who is the Director of Operations at Fresh Farm. They have 15 farmers markets, serve 150 local farmers and producers, and we're going to get to the heart and soul of how this operates. But I first thought I'd ask you, Mr. Dutton, you heard me talking about dairy. What do you make of what I was saying and actually what's going on there in the dairy side of things?
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on. And actually, you're kind of, you know, got your finger on the pulse of one of the biggest issues that we're facing in our region. You know, we're based in D.C., but we have farmers markets in Maryland and Virginia. And we, you know, convene lots of regional groups, you know, to talk about, like, the issues that is facing, you know, the agriculture and farmers markets. And dairy farms are really struggling. And we're talking about how do we get more dairy farms to markets. And, you know, and the problem is we've got a couple great ones. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, Coulter Farm, they have great organic milk, and we have Clear Spring Creamery at our farmers markets. But the problem is, if you can't get one of the big processors to process your milk for you, you're kind of out of luck, you know. And talk about smaller farms becoming their own on-farm processing. That's a very expensive process, and all these dairy farms have been squeezed for years, and they just don't have a lot of options now. And, you know, with the tariffs, it's just getting worse. You know, and we have a huge demand for milk. And, you know, I can't get enough, you know, milk at our farmers markets to satisfy the demand, but we just don't have, you know, enough farms to satisfy it, and we just don't have the farms that have the processing, or, you know, the co-ops are, you know, buying less from these small farmers, too.
I've seen four or five examples here in New England of farmers getting together, forming their own co-op, buying the equipment, because you're right, I looked into buying it myself, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it just is very, it's cost prohibitive for most farmers, but it's the way that perhaps things will get straightened out. Stonyfield, some of the producers are looking to help the farmers because they realize what a mess the situation is for them and their product. All right, so I want to get your overview. Thank you. We'll get to Fresh Farm in a moment here.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields. It's the American Family Farmer, Luke Bryan, with the music for the program, one of the participants in this year's Farm Aid. We'll talk more about that in the next half hour of the American Family Farmer Show, a service of me and my focus on family farming, because I am a family farmer. I've been around cows all of my life. I've milked a lot of cows, raised a lot of cows, raised a lot of corn and hay over the years. Love the ambiance of the farm, trying to save mine as best I can under the circumstances. Keeping it viable is very important. One of the things that has become more of a problem, and it's in the discussion, is in the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There's a podcast there focused on the trouble that the family farm is having from the point of view of suicide and suicide prevention. A conversation with Darla Tyler McSherry, whose father died as a result of a suicide. She said her father was born to be a farmer, spent his life working on his land, caring for his animals, providing for his family, and then providing food for countless hundreds, if not thousands, of people over the course of his lifetime. And then, like other farmers, he got numerous, got involved in a lot of different challenges, the droughts, the crop disease, the insects, the hailstorms, the markets, the blizzards, the breakdowns, all the stuff, long days on the prairie. She said, I could never picture him doing anything else. Single most important concept that this lady wants to get across and share with you in our podcast is to listen carefully to farmers and to ask in earnest to help prevent suicide, find out what is going on their farm, and help them. The resources are available to help the individual psychologically, but also resources are there, people find it. And that's one of the reasons that Nani Dutton is here from Fresh Farm. Fresh Farm is a group of farmers markets. And I think, Nani, you said that you're in the D.C. area, and you've got 150 that you're coordinating. Is that right?
Well, we work with over 150 farmers and producers. So we have 15 farmers markets in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. That's right, Doug.
Okay. So what? You're an entrepreneur, in a manner of speaking, I'm guessing, right? You're just a business guy, or are you a farm guy, or are you both?
So it's actually interesting. So Fresh Farm is a 501c nonprofit, C3 nonprofit, and we're here to serve the farmers. I actually got started selling bread at the farmers market myself and got to know the farmers. They became my best friends, and then I decided I was going to start helping to run the farmers markets, and that's what I do now. And we're very lucky, but we realize that, you know, there needs to be support for the farmers, especially at our farmers markets. You know, we sometimes forget. As a nonprofit, we have a communications team, and we have an accounting team, you know, and we have the operations team. But most of the time, our farmers have to wear all of those hats to come to the farmers market. And people don't realize that, you know, that they have to do everything on the farm.
So you describe these as farmers-only, producer-only farmers markets. Explain the difference, because there are a lot of farmers markets that got a lot of hojo going on, and I know exactly what you're doing, but explain what it is for everybody else.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there's no certified definition of a farmer's market. You know, I got off a plane the other day, and I was walking to the airport, and I saw a big sign said farmer's market, and, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, refrigerators with soda and things like that. So a producer-only farmer's market means that when you come there, whenever you're buying your vegetables or your fruit or your bread, you know that this farm grew that crop. They're not buying it from someone else. They're not buying it from overseas or from some other country. Like, they're growing it themselves, you know, from this local farm. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be able to talk to the farmer and ask them about their growing practices and know exactly how they're doing things. And you have that confidence that your dollar is going to support local agriculture and local farmers and, you know, your local economy.
Yep. And that's really the definition. I just wonder how, given the forces of nature here, literally and figuratively, you're going to hopefully explain to us how farmers can afford to do this. How do you make a business out of it, and how do the farmers benefit in a direct sense? Continue our conversation on the American Family Farm in a few moments.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
Moving into the food arena is what we do here in part on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Nani Dutton, who is the operations person at Fresh Farm. They have 15 farmers markets. So how do you find farmers? They come to you or do you go to them?
It's a little bit of both. So like we mentioned before, with fewer dairy farms, we're always going out looking for new ones, trying to recruit good farmers to fill gaps at the farmer's market. We do have an application process, it starts in December, but we call the extension agencies, we call the farmer's market associations, we work with lots of regional groups to try to find good farmers and get them to these direct retail markets to hopefully, get some more money in their pocket and keep those farmers in operation.
That's one of the things I think when I talk about the locavores, I say this program is supported by the family farmers that we're talking to, the farm family-owned businesses and the locavores that use our products. So they're pretty sophisticated. The ones I've come across are pretty sophisticated about knowing where to go to get what they want. But that's a limited number of people, although it is growing. How do you get information out to people? And how do you instill confidence in them that it will be the stuff that they're buying will be of good quality?
So we try to tell the stories of our farmers. When we go out to do these farm inspections and visits, like every farmer that sells with us has been inspected and visited and verified by Fresh Farm. And we try to go not only to, verify that they're growing what they're selling, but also to get pictures, learn about their families, learn about their stories, take some great pictures and really tell that story to the consumer back at home so they get really connected to that farmer. And, when they see these stories and they come to the market and they see that farmer themselves, like it just really increases that sort of virtue of coming to the farmer's market and buying directly from the farmer that's selling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so do the farmers usually know they need to have somebody there do all? Is that one of your requirements, that you have somebody from the farm, the farmer, the farmer's wife, farmer's daughter, people that work on the farm? It's not just stuff open and you can go by it and it says on a sign, this came from Hayes Farm.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it has to be a farm worker, or, you know, one of the family. They have to be there running their stand and selling directly to consumers, you know, because, again, you want to come to the farmer's market. You want to be able to have those conversations. It's not like just going to the grocery store where it says, you know, they can say everything's local and, you know, this is from this farm. You know, you actually go have those conversations and, you know, you can see for yourself. And that's part of the benefit of shopping at farmers markets.
See, I think that's one of the things that people really want now these days. I see on my farm, and my friend up the street has got a produce farm. I call them truck farms. There is a lot of activity this time of year, pumpkins, but we're seeing a lot of activity on my farm. People want to go out. I have an ice cream bus. If you go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, Nani, you can see my outreach. The bus is there. We sell ice cream out of the bus, and we take the bus on the road to go to events pretty much every weekend now. And the people are fascinated by the concept, but then we do the outreach so that people then come back to the farm, see the cows, see the animals, experience what it's like, take a tour of the farm, that sort of thing. The reason I bring it up is because you, in these farmers market, have the opportunity to promote the individual farms and get people to go to the farm and see how the food is grown. That's what the locavores want. They want to be able to go pick the raspberries. They want to see the cows. They want to touch them and know that they're nothing to be afraid of. You know, stuff like that that people are so removed from. I had an experience this past weekend on my farm. We had an event. About 1,000 people showed up to participate in farm activities. And I came driving through the yard in my tractor, and one of the tractors, and I had maybe a third throttle. And these little kids were running around with their hands over their ears. And so I stopped and got off, and I talked to them and their father about why they covered their ears. Well, because it's so loud. I said, if you really want to hear loud, get up on the tractor with me and sit in the seat and listen to it. But the reason I bring it up is because their parents are in some way, somebody has instilled in them that this is dangerous. The big cows are dangerous. The big tractors are dangerous. And, you know, there's a whole, like, psychological thing to this that affects people's view also of farmers and farming. It's now in our area. People make fun of me because I drive down the street in a tractor.
Right. And, you know, and folks these days, if they think that's loud, they've never been woken up by a rooster, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We've lost the connection, and we're trying to rebuild that. You know, we're also trying to teach the next generation of young shoppers about farming. We, as a nonprofit, we also run our Food Prints program in 13 elementary schools here in D.C., and we've got school gardens and teaching kitchens, and we teach the elementary school students about growing their food, eating healthy, cooking their meals, you know, about all the growing practices, because, you know, we need to start educating the next generation of local eaters. You know, we need to rebuild, you know, America's love of farms. You know, like, America's a great agricultural country, you know, and we don't want to lose that. Like, it is so important to support the local farmers and to come out to the farmers market and learn more about, you know, how loud tractors are and why they're necessary and, you know, all the work that goes into growing.
Well, there's a sort of soliloquy, if you will, of this business. He's over there and it's in no man's land and we're over here. They have to come back together again, those two entities, the farm and the people who use the stuff on the farm. But the big conglomerates are trying to separate you from that. They don't want you. They don't want you to go to the dairy farms in Arizona and California where the manure is piled 15 feet high and the cows can't get away from it, and they're, you know, in feedlots. They never move anywhere and they die after 3 or 4 lactations. It's versus the real life on the real farm, where cows live twice that long and are twice as productive. But that kind of stuff isn't really. People judge it. I know there's a, when you drive into El Paso on Interstate 10, whether you've ever done this or not, coming from the west, about 5-6 miles outside of the city, you get this amazing whiff of something horrible. So you get closer and you see it's a huge dairy farm, 15,000 cows, manure piled everywhere, and when the wind blows, you can smell it for 10 miles away. And that's the standard now that the government allows? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that people don't have a clue. They think that's a dairy farm. That's not a dairy farm. And, you know, it's the same with, what is it, Driscoll. Driscoll has taken over the fruit business, or at least the berry business, and people think, oh, they grow that. No, they run. They have huge factories, hydroponic factories, greenhouses where they grow these fruits. And people don't know. They just look, oh, gee, that looks great. Nice red raspberries. Let's buy those. Right? Am I right? And in marketing, this seems to be your challenge. Buying advertising, being on radio programs that are local, isn't that how you get people to know about the markets?
It is, and it gets harder every year, let me tell you. But, you know, I think we're very lucky in that all of these big, you know, businesses, you know, buying up, you know, acres and acres and acres, they wish that their customers could come shop in the sun and talk directly to the farmer. You know, there's you can't replicate that sense of community at a big grocery store than you can at the farmer's market. And we're trying to convince the new, you know, generation of shoppers to vote with their dollar and say, like, no, we don't want, you know, the big factory-grown strawberry. We want the strawberry directly from the farmer. We want to shop in the sun. We want to invite our friends. We want to come hang out in the park afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we appreciate, and that's what we love. And, you know, if more folks start coming to the farmer's market, I think they'll also learn to appreciate it just as much as we do. You know, seeing the farmer's children grow up, you know, we've had farmers like JC. He was just a baby when I saw him at the farmer's market, Quaker Valley. And, you know, now he's going to be going to high school soon. It's, you know, it's incredible, and it's just a great experience. And, you know, I appreciate voting with my dollar that way.
I do, too. Noni is here as a strong advocate for local sourcing of food, agriculture. I want to talk about your farmer fund in a moment. Noni Dutton from Fresh Farm. The website is Fresh Farm. You know, I haven't even actually gone there. I'm guessing that it's freshfarm.com. Am I right?
Freshfarm.org. That's right, Doug.
.org. Okay. Freshfarm.org. 44 past the hour. Here's something else for you to consider. The hot points in your appearance begin with your smile. This is a five-minute solution to the brightest, whitest smile. Power swabs available only by calling 800-208-1797. Mention DJV. You get 50% off the retail price. Power swabs created by a dentist. For dentist use, first of all, and then 5 years after that, people decided, okay, let's buy it on the open market. So the only way you get it, can't get it online, you got to call and order 800-208-1797 to get rid of the stains on your teeth. Make sure that they have the sense that you want to present of confidence. Good smile is a good presentation of confidence. Power swabs, 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
As many of you know, I do a number of specialty programs in addition to doing the DJV morning program every day. One of them focuses on your health and well-being. One of them focuses on the health of the American Family Farm. That show is called The American Family Farmer. The podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And then there's Good Day Health and the GoodDayHealthShow.com for the podcast. And I mention that because oftentimes I find things that I think are applicable informationally to both. And the way you run your attitude, if you argue a lot, if you're under a lot of stress, and I don't know in this day and age, people, a category of people that are more under stress than farmers, families are arguing about what to do with the assets if they sell them out or whether even to stay farming or not. And not only is it people, but animals as well become stressed out because they're oftentimes cows are crowded, forced to move unnaturally, the noise around, the heat around, that sort of thing. But I think when we're talking about stress for humans and animals, one of the things that you need to keep in mind is when you're doing a health check and all sorts of things, is you need to sort of be aware of movement. Much anything else, movement creates stress. And so if you're moving, sometimes arguments even start over stressful situations, and it's just, it's not healthy. Think, use your brain and think about what it is that is creating stress in your life and eliminate it. Farmers have so much stress because it's just hard to make a living as a farmer these days, no matter what. So there's stress there. Be aware of it. Have massages. Do things that eliminate the stress. And mostly avoid arguments, because that's bad for everything in your body. Word to the wise from Doug Steffen. All right, let's move now into this area of help. You have a family farmer fund. I like the alliteration. Nani Dutton runs Fresh Farm, and so what does this farmer fund do for the people that participate?
Yeah, so we noticed that at our farmers markets, we have a ton of great growers, but, you know, as you know, being a farmer yourself, it's not about just being a great grower. You also have to wear that business person hat. And so we started this farmer fund to help give small grants to farmers in our system to go to conferences to develop, their business skills, you know, get professional development help or technical assistance so that they can take their business to the next level and hopefully you'll be able to sell more, grow their business, hire more folks. You know, it just supports the local economy, and, you know, we understand that it's not easy to be a grower and an entrepreneur at the same time. You know, that's, it's a hard life to live, and, you know, we're trying to make it just a little bit easier if we can.
So what do you make in the last minute or so that we have together here of the farm bill working its way through Congress at the moment?
So we like the Senate version. There's also the LAMP Act that actually has some grant programs built in there to support farmers markets, the Farmers Market Promotion Program, the Local Foods Promotion Program. So we're hoping that the House signs on to the Senate version of the Farm Bill and includes the LAMP Act, and that's what we're, you know, calling our representatives to hopefully, you know, push that through and, you know, really support farmers markets and local agriculture.
All right. Are you optimistic? Because this is very political. You know it as well as I do. This is very political.
It is, but we like to think that you know, farms should not be, you know, political. That at the end of the day, you know, everyone loves the farmers market. Everyone loves their local farmer. And hopefully, you know, Congress will see that. You know, the House version of the bill wasn't very popular and barely passed. No. And the Senate version had bipartisan support. So we're hoping that the House will sign on to the
version. Well, the House is full of hacks. And the hacksters are the lobbyists and stuff that get into their, you know, I've said along the road here that we ought to do the same thing with Congress as you do with NASCAR, have them wear clothes that have their advertisers, their sponsors, whoever's paying them to get reelected to their campaign coffers. Let's have that on your jacket so we know who we're really talking to. Anyway, bottom line is freshfarm.org is a great place for great ideas. Nani Dutton, thank you for being here on the American Family Farmer Program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some commentary. I want to remind you about our podcast as well here. Let me take a minute to talk about what you can find at the American Family Farmer Show. com. That's where our podcasts are. A couple of recent, episodes, by the way, are aggregated, archived at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So they're in order. The agricultural news is always a part of what we talk about. There's a story about a Maryland farmer whose herbicide was spreading to neighboring land and why Monsanto is suing him and other farmers. We also had a conversation on this particular episode with Steve Miller. He is with the Northeast Hop Alliance. They work to promote hops as a specialty crop here in the Northeast and restoring hops as a profitable agricultural industry. Thrived here for a long time and then just kind of went away during the Dust Bowl of the 30s and after World War II, it just didn't gain any momentum. There are the Alliance has a lot of subchapters. Maryland, New York, New England, all around the East Coast, hop growers are getting involved, brewers, home brewers. So if you're interested in this as an option for your farm, you might want to check out the episode. It'll show up as Monsanto and suing farmers or something like that in the slug line. It's at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Another one of the more recent and I think more fulfilling conversations I've had on the American Family Farmer is a conversation that we had with a couple of Purdue University scientists and professors talking about the ag economy, the barometers, and this is a special barometer that they've created, the result of a collaboration between these professors at Purdue and a group which is interested in measuring the health of the U.S. agricultural economy. These two fellows claim the economy, the ag economy, is upswing, and I think it may be in Purdue's in Indiana, so maybe there, but elsewhere, as I point out, I think in the conversation, not so in the rest of the country. So you want to hear that conversation or any bits and pieces of info about what's going on for the American Family Farmer, we focus on family, food, and farm at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. The dairy industry, something that early on when I was doing this program, people said, well, you're a dairy guy and you never talk about dairy. So I've tried to correct that with a focus on what really is going on and where dairy farmers are surviving. And most of the time when I get into that reference point, I'm talking about farmers who are selling their product direct to retail on their farm. Some farmers can do that, some farmers can't. There's an interesting group called the Dairy Sustainability Alliance that has a lot of dairy farmers and cooperatives and processors and agribusiness folks involved in it. The stakeholders, there are some of the big corporate dairy people in, like, from DFA. This dairy supply chain problem is, or circumstance, I'm leading you into something I think is a real problem, because I think that these people at DFA and the Suiza family and they have too much influence because they control 80% of the fluid milk supply and they've been screwing around with people. Why you'd want to be in league with them is beyond me. Anyway, the focus of this group is on enhancing social, economic, and environmental practices, so they say, in the dairy supply chain. Their programs include the innovative Center for U.S. Dairy. The members can use the help of these people helping to market. So that's where I go back to. If you have farm, if you have cows and you're milking 20, 30, 40, and you want to sell your milk, I think that the best thing to do is to sell it. I found selling raw milk, you're going to have a production facility. Now, not every state allows that, so you got to do something else. But when I saw this group, the Dairy Sustainability Alliance, I wanted to know about transparency. I want to know who's really in this. The CoBank people, that mostly responsible for loaning to farmers around the country, they have the core money. They have put the money up for this. They authored a report on the consumer demand for dairy, and people's interest in dairy is going down because the product is lousy. That's really what we're learning from all of this. The amount of milk being used down 31% in the past 10 years, and because of the GMO stuff, where the cows are, how the milk is being produced, you know, not access to really quality, real quality dairy is the problem. So hopefully that'll be addressed by this group. Again, it's called the Dairy Sustainability Alliance. If you don't know about it, I want to check it out. DairySustainabilityAlliance.org. I'm Doug Steffen.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.